Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by our members. Without our members, the site would not function. Their financial support has helped me, and has actually helped me with moral support as also. So if you want to do a little bit of both, go to otrwesterns.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see a couple membership options. I do recommend the custom donation. That's a one-time dollar amount. You put any amount you want in there, and there's no reoccurring donation subscription that you're signing up for. We do calculate the membership on how much it is, and tells you how much. And if you donate X amount of dollars, you can get X amount of time as a member, which includes an extra show every week, along with the Gunsmoke strips and a couple other things I try to throw in every so often. Coming up here in July, I'm doing a raffle. Haven't decided if I'm going to make it for members only, but definitely looking at doing that. So, again, go to otrwesterns.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see the membership section, and check it out. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is March 25th, 1955, and the title is A Party for Sheriff Fatten. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Now the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, A Party for Sheriff Fatten. In the southwest of the 1870s, Dry Gulch was a sleepy little town that had no claim to distinction, save that law and order was uniquely preserved by Sheriff Bill Fatten, a huge and sleepy man. About a mile out of town was a great house, built and then abandoned by an eccentric cattleman of an earlier day. But now, the house is occupied again, and the atmosphere within the walls is sinister and deadly. In the vast living room is a piano. A man with a white mask of a face and long, soft fingers sits there playing.
No, 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 that's not it. That's not what I want.
Did you call me, Mr. Mason?
No, get out of here, Wally. Can't you tell I'm working on my concerto? Get out, I say.
Sure, Mr. Mason.
1 second, but wait. I can't get it, Wally. You understand? I can't get it.
You can't get what?
The climax to the first movement of my concerto. But I know what I need, Wally. I need inspiration. And I get my inspiration from violence and murder. Yes, that's it. From murder. Sometimes I think I'm mad. You tell me, Wally. Hmm? Am I mad?
Well, you're kind of different, Mr. Macy, but that's all right with me and the boys, as long as you keep on paying us good.
When does the next stagecoach come through the pass?
Oh, around about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
We'll be waiting for it. Tell them in. Wally, I'm composing the world's greatest concerto. But I must have inspiration. I must have murder.
Did you think we get the mail here at the post office, Cisco?
I do not know, Pancho. We're going to find out. Have you any mail for the Cisco Kid, Señor Postmaster?
Any mail for Pancho?
I'll see. Yep, here's a letter, Cisco.
Gracias.
Who it from, Cisco? Who it from, huh?
Give me time to open it, Pancho.
The letter for you, Cisco?
Oh, si. Yes, from Sheriff Bill Fatten of El Dry Gulch.
What did he say? What did he say?
Wait, I'll read it to you.
Hurry up, hurry. Tell Pancho.
He says, Dear Cisco.
Dear Cisco.
Tomorrow is the 10th anniversary of my term of office as Sheriff of Dry Gulch County.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking of having a little party tomorrow night. Will you and Pancho kindly honor me with your presence?
Pancho, I'd like to go to the party, Cisco. We go?
Oh, now, let me think. His letter was written yesterday, so that party is tonight. This party of his may be just something he thought up to get us over there to do some work for him.
Might not be true, Cisco.
Oh, see, that is true. Might not be. Your horse Loco's a little bit lame. You should not ride him yet, Pancho.
Loco's stumbling the gopher hole.
See, so I will go back and break camp.
Uh-huh.
Then I will ride Diablo and lead Loco over the mountain.
What Pancho do, Cisco?
You will take the afternoon stage to Dry Gulch, Chico, to be at that party on time. And tell Sheriff Phantom I will be along later.
Glad you're here, Miss Poncho.
I feel
a lot safer. Maybe I'm bold talking that way since we're just fellow passengers. But this is my first time in the West.
Yes?
Yes, I'm out here to teach school at Dry Gulch. And, oh, what if there's a hold-up?
What if there's a hold-up? Poor Poncho here. I'm fortunate that nobody hurt you, Lady Rita.
I bet you're awfully brave, Miss Poncho.
Oh, brave.
Do you mind if I sit over closer to you?
Well, Poncho, as well.
There, like this.
Poncho, move over as far as Poncho can.
Oh, but don't move away from me, Mr. Poncho.
That's close enough, say you, Rita.
Oh, dear.
Get the passengers off of the coach.
Sure will.
Oh, mercy me. It's a hold-up, Mr. Poncho. He's got a mask on and a gun. Oh, protect me.
Come on, get out of there. Come on.
Si, hombre, bring it out.
Oh, dear.
Very well done, Wally. I'll take over now, after you get that fat one's guns.
I got him, boss.
And who are you, madam?
Me? I'm Felicity Spink, and Mr. Poncho.
Let you grab Poncho around and let you be the guys.
It always amuses me to see a woman faint. You, pick her up. Put her back in the coach. We're all going to my house.
But, can go to your house, hombre. Pacho go to Sheriff Phantom's party tonight, no?
Is Sheriff Phantom having a party? I didn't know about that. That gives me an idea. Yes. Get into the coach before I shoot you down.
Shoot you down.
I'm taking this stagecoach to Dry Gulch and you ain't stopping.
You're overly optimistic, driver. But since you feel that way about it...
You killed the driver.
Yes, and I'll kill you. Unless you put that woman back into the coach and get in yourself.
That leaves me two to kill.
Wally, you drive the coach. And perhaps we can persuade Sheriff Phantom to come to the house. That will make three.
Yes.
Promises to be a most diverting evening. Most diverting.
Oh, Diablo, ho, Loco, ho.
I will take you to the livery stable, Loco, after I have paid my respects to Sheriff Phantom.
Taking a nap as usual.
Get your hands up.
I don't know who the hell. I, Judas.
Well done, they say, Sheriff.
Well, howdy, Cisco. Guess that room somebody told me to get my hands up. Sit down.
Gracias, gracias. Well, I got your invitation to the party, and I'm here, Sheriff.
Oh, yeah, the party. Well, you see, Cisco, I made a slight miscalculation. I found it out after I'd mailed you that letter.
Then there is to be no party?
It's next year.
Oh, I see. You miscalculated by 1 year.
Yeah. My anniversary's next year instead of this one.
Well, what is it you want Poncho and me to do, Senor Sheriff?
Oh, by the way, where is Poncho?
Where is he? Why, he should have been here several hours ago. He came over by stagecoach.
Stage ain't got in.
Well, I cannot understand that.
Neither can I. It's just vanished. Did you come to Stage Road, Cisco?
See?
Notice any tracks?
No, I did not. I was not looking for them.
Oh. Wonder who this is coming in here. Oh, it's Wally Wharton.
Evening, Sheriff.
What can I do for you, Wharton?
Well, it's this way, Sheriff. Mr. Macy heard you was having a party tonight, and he sent me to ask you and your friends out to his place. He said he'd play the piano for you.
Oh. Well, I don't know what...
You can think it over for a few minutes, Sheriff. I gotta go to the store and buy a few things. I'll be back soon.
Who is this Senor Macy, Sheriff?
Oh, he come here about 6 months ago from the east, bought the old Ashley place. He composes things for the piano, I understand.
Tell me, Sheriff, how many people knew about this party of yours tonight?
Well, nobody except you and Pancho and me. I didn't get around inviting nobody else.
Are you sure you told no one else?
Of course I'm sure, Cisco.
And I told no one. Therefore, how could these Wharton and Macy find out about it?
By thunder, Cisco, yes, from Pancho.
Say, and Pancho was on that stagecoach. Sheriff Fenton, you and I are going to Macy's tonight.
Yes, I almost have it.
Now, let me see.
Who is it?
It's me, Mr. Macy, Wally.
Come in. Well?
They're coming here.
Hey?
Yeah. Sheriff Phantom and the Cisco Kid.
And who might the Cisco Kid be?
Well, the fat one you got here in the house is his partner. Well, I kind of had to invite the Cisco Kid to your party, boss. He was right there with the sheriff.
Very well. When you arrive, Wally, take your guns.
Yeah.
Explain that it's not seemly to come into a home wearing guns.
All right.
As soon as they're in the house, have some of the men go out with rifles and surround the place. I don't want anyone escaping tonight.
All right.
And finally, after I have greeted my guests, bring in the fat one and the woman.
I sure will, Mr. Macy. Sounds like a storm's brewing.
Yes, Wally, you're quite right. Yes, a storm is brewing.
We're most fair now, Cisco.
Good thing, too, Senor Sheriff. It's going to start to rain hard any moment.
Well, that lightning sure is vivid. Yeah!
Did you bring one of those smart pistols with you, Sheriff?
Oh, shucks, no. I don't never carry a gun. Couldn't hit nothing with it if I did. You got that pistol I loaned you, ain't you?
See, I have it tucked into my belt underneath my shirt.
No! By Judas, that lightning was sharp.
Is that the house just ahead of us?
Yeah, that's right. You better drive right into the stable, Cisco.
See? I will help you down out of the buckboard, Senor Sheriff.
Oh, thanks.
Evening, Sheriff. Evening, Cisco. Follow me. I'll send somebody out to take care of your horses.
Oh, you're...
starting to rain. We better hustle to the house. All right, Andrew.
Glasses.
I'll trouble you for them guns, Cisco. Mr. Macy don't like nobody wearing guns in the house.
See, you may have them.
Now, come this way. Mr. Macy, this is the Cisco Kid and Sheriff Phantom.
Welcome, both of you. Bring in the other two, Joe.
Oh, dear me. Now what?
Cisco, you not should come here. This is a bad place.
I am not worrying, Pancho. Neither should you worry.
Yes, it's a most appropriate night I've chosen. A perfect night. To play you my concerto. And then, kill you. All four of you.
With the great house surrounded by riflemen, escape seems impossible. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, A Party for Sheriff Fenton. Inspiration came to Gregory Macy, the mad composer, only through the murders he committed. But when, with murder in mind, he captured Pancho, partner of the Cisco Kid, he captured the wrong man. For although Cisco didn't know where Pancho was, he had his suspicions. And in company with Sheriff Bill Phantom, he accepted Macy's invitation to go to his house that evening. Now Macy is playing his piano concerto to his guests, whom he intends to murder. Cisco, Sheriff Phantom, Pancho, and Felicity Spink, stagecoach passenger.
Cisco, you should not come here.
Quieto, Pancho. Do not show this madman you are afraid.
Master, afraid, Cisco, but quieto.
Sheriff Phantom.
Yes, Cisco.
Beyond the piano are stairs. Our only chance is to get on the floor above.
You're right. There's gunmen behind them curtains at the sides of this room.
But the lamp on the piano, Cisco.
I will take care of the lamp. Pancho, tell the senorita to notice exactly where that staircase is.
What's he saying, Mr. Pancho?
Pancho, tell the senorita.
That dreadful man said he was going to kill us.
Quieto, senorita. Cisco say he get us out of this, he get us out. And Pancho whispered to you.
And that is my concerto, as far as I've written it. Your deaths will contribute to the remainder of it.
Pancho!
Your concerto is most impressive, senor, but I have a suggestion.
Well?
The mood of the first passage is not well established.
You dare to criticize my work.
You will consider advice, will you not? Even the greatest composers would consider that.
Well, go on.
I will come over to the piano and show you what I mean.
I warn you not to try any tricks. You're well covered by guns.
I am in no position to try tricks, hombre. Bring your music over by the lamp so that we can see, and I will point out the passage I mean.
You interest me, Cisco. Very well. Now, show me what you have in mind.
I have this in mind, hombre.
Smash the lamp, Cisco!
Hey, Pancho! That flash of lightning showed me your jaw, hombre.
No.
Come on, amigos, hurry.
Easy,
go.
There ain't no hand to hurry, but I guess I got it. Come on, hey.
Stop that shooting in the dark, you fools! You want to kill me?
Quickly now!
After them! They're going up on the second floor!
Come on! Hurry, amigos! We must get up there before they do, or we are finished!
What are you, hombre? Light another lamp.
Come on, make it fast!
You all right, Mr. Macy? Here, I'll help you up.
That desperado hit me. He dared to hit the greatest composer the world has ever seen.
He sure did. There's a big bruise on your jaw.
You pay for that. You, Wally, you and the men. Why aren't you up on that second floor after them?
Well,
what? Answer me.
Well, ain't none of us anxious to walk up there in the dark. That Cisco kid will be waiting, much as a man's life's worth, to go up there.
What are your worthless lives to me? Those people are going to die if I have to burn down this house and everything in it. Burn down this house. Or why not? You men could move the piano out and... Oh, no. Only as a last resort. There are many of us and only a few of them. Wally, there are two flights of stairs. The front and the back. Divide them in and send them up.
Has not come up after us, Cisco.
They will come up, Pancho. Make no mistake about that. Senor Sheriff.
Yes, Cisco.
You and Pancho go to the top of the back stairs. Stand guard there.
You stay here, Cisco, no?
Si. Where is the senorita? The
senorita find a big class in this hallway. She's going to hide.
Those hombres will make the attack any moment.
All right, Cisco, but I'm telling you right now, if I ever get out of this trouble, I'm going to do nothing but sit in my easy chair for the rest of my life.
We had better get out of this trouble first, Senor Sheriff.
All the blasted exertion. Come on, Pancho.
They are coming up the stairs now.
All right, you hombres. Let's get up there, quick. There's Cisco at the head of the stairs. I've seen him in that lightning. Rush him, boys.
Do your worst, homie. I think you are all going back down those stairs in a hurry.
Cisco, hombres, come up these stairs.
I'll have you as soon as I can, Pancho. As soon as I pick up this hombre, throw him in the face of the others.
You cowards! Get back up there after him!
Nothing doing, boss. Them stairs is
Who's there?
Then move out the piano!
I'll get them one way or another!
Now I can help you, Pancho. Aha! That lightning comes at the right time. Back down the stairs, you! And you! And you!
Gracias, Cisco!
Thanks. I was getting blown out of the window.
Get this piano out of here, and then we'll set this house on fire!
Ay, Santo!
Judas!
See, this time we are in trouble.
Cisco! Hombre, set the house on fire, no?
He's a madman, Pancho. He is not responsible.
Why, they move out the piano. The rain outdoors, Cisco.
That is a matter of no importance, Chico. What is important is that we must get out of here at once.
But we run out, they shoot us down.
Sheriff Phantom.
I declare, things are moving too fast for me.
Here, take this pistol. You stay up here and guard the señorita.
Well, where are you going?
Pancho and I will go out and try to capture that madman.
They'll gun you down, Cisco.
It's our only chance. If we stay here, we'll be burned to death.
All right! Now, set fire to the house!
You and the señorita be ready to leave when we call you. Come, Pancho.
We not get downstairs, Cisco.
No. There's a big live oak tree just outside the window of one of these rooms. It should be this room here. Ah, see, this is the one. And the limb of the tree extends almost to the window. I'll put up the window.
It rain hard, Cisco.
See, lucky for us. When the next flash of lightning comes, jump to that limb, Pancho.
Jump to the limb,
And with the following flash, I will jump. Get ready now. There, now.
Pancho, jump.
I'm
going to
get the limb, Cisco. It's by you, the tree.
Why not?
I've got it, Wally. I've got the climax for the first movement.
Look out, Pancho. I'm going to jump.
There.
Now, let us get down to the tree as fast as we can.
See how it begins to burn.
Listen, Wally. Listen.
Martha, Maria. I never saw anything like that in all my life, Pancho. That madman playing that piano in the pouring rain.
With the house burning down.
Like Nero at the burning of Rome.
I've got it, Molly!
Those hombres, see us come down the tree, Cisco.
I do not think they did, Pancho.
I'll cut you off over there, Miss
Macy. The henchman is coming this way, Pancho. Quieto now.
Get him, Cisco.
See you with the first punch. There. He'll make no noise for the next few moments at least. I will take his gun here. Here, Pancho. Take one of them. Stand guard over this hombre. Do not let him escape.
He not escape, Cisco.
Have to come out. See what they do. Kill him.
There will be no killing, hombre. Get your hands up.
Cisco.
Get your hands up, I said.
No, don't kill me. Don't kill me.
Not if you do what I say. Tell your men to throw down their guns. Tell them if they do not, your life will be worth nothing.
Yes, Cisco. Don't shoot. Hey, you men, throw down your guns!
Hey, the Cisco kid's got the boss. He's got him covered. I'm getting out of here. I've had enough.
Senor Sheriff, come on. Bring the señorita and come on.
That's just what I'm aiming to do, Cisco.
You spoil my plans, Cisco. I'll kill you with my own hands.
No chance of that, hombre. Not even one little chance.
You got him under control, Cisco?
We have the leader, Senor Sheriff. The others have run away.
We'll round them up later. I got a good look at two or three of them.
Oh, can't we leave this awful place?
We will leave at once, Senorita. Just as soon as we can tie up these hombres.
I knew I'd pick the right man to invite to my party. By Judas, I knew it.
But you're not leaving Dry Gulch, are you, Cisco?
Si, senorita.
We not stay long in one place, senorita.
You are in no danger now. The rest of that gang has been captured, and they are in jail, too. The sheriff did good work.
Sheriff do good work. Si, from the jail in his office.
But I'm in danger.
Oh, no, senorita.
I'm in danger of losing a gallant hero.
She's coming back sometime.
Well, the point is, will you be back, Mr. Pancho? Oh, Mr. Pancho. Come here.
No, señorita. Now you grab Pancho around the neck. No.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, señorita. Oh,
Si, Pancho.
We'll ride away from Dry Gulch fast, no?
No, Pancho. Someday soon we'll go back to Dry Gulch.
Go back to Dry Gulch, Cisco?
Si. The Senorita Felicity made me promise I would bring you back there soon.
Pancho no want to go back there, Cisco.
Oh, now, come, Pancho. You like the Senorita better than you will admit.
She's not a pretty Senorita, Cisco.
No, she's not pretty.
She's not a young Senorita, Cisco.
No, she's not young.
But she a good cook, Cisco.
Si, she's a fine cook, amigo.
So, Pancho likes the Senorita.
I thought you did, Pancho.
In fact, since Pancho meet the Senorita...
Si?
Pancho not sleep for 4 days, Cisco.
Is that so? He's not slept for 4 days.
Not sleep for 4 days. And you know why, Cisco?
Why?
Because Pancho not sleep days, Pancho sleep night.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.